T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Joe DeCameron, John Richie, 94 WIP, 215-592-9494. Twitter poll question of the day, brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park. You can make a David at Delaware Park. Enjoy daily fee golf, lunch, and sports wagering. DelawarePark.com for details. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question, what position do you most want to see the Phillies trade for? Now, this is if they make a trade for someone instead of to trade someone away. A, starting pitcher. B, relief pitcher. C, center fielder. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Speaking of WIP, speaking of our show, I would like to address a mini controversy from Friday. It was brought up at the conclusion of Beat the Hammer that I had stated a record that a listener thought
that was a lie,
was inaccurate. I went back and listened to the most recent Beat the Hammer audio, and the caller, in fact, was correct.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Now, let the record show, ladies and gentlemen, I did not purposefully state
lies.
Well, we can't know that.
I'm telling, right hand in the air, left hand on a Bible, cross my heart, hope to die, stick a needle. Stick a needle in my eye. When I said 164 and 20-something the other day, I thought I was accurately saying the facts. I did not. I was wrong. It is, in fact, 161 and now 25. So outstanding job by the listener who picked up on that. I thank you, sir or ma'am, for pointing that out. I would never want 3 fake wins because that's not my style. I get enough wins on my own. Although I will say, in Beat the Hammer, I mean, guys, I'm really struggling.
We know, man.
Now, I did take a preventative measure over the weekend to sort of, if you will, kind of like Rocky III, try to get the eye of the tiger back, because 2 losses in a row is bad. And my confidence has been low. And so I will admit, on Friday night, I did watch Top Gun, a classic movie about a supreme competitor, outstanding at what he does, and I'm talking about Maverick, who obviously in the midst of adversity – lost.
You're comparing yourself
to Maverick. Maverick. Well, yeah, because, he the whole thing, and Goose dies, and he's got a confidence. Tom Skerritt tells him he's got a confidence problem. Tom Skerritt's not wrong. And then, Maverick does the whole thing, and then Kelly McGillis and all that. And I thought, what an appropriate movie to watch as I try to sort of reclaim the confidence, which admittedly was shaky. Confidence is reclaimed, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I'll have to eat it.
Confidence is reclaimed because you watched Top Gun?
I got to eat it because I took it in.
For the
60th
time, yeah. By the way.
I would say maybe even higher than that.
Oh, my God.
Maybe
oh,
even higher. I mean,
on,
you have
man.
No idea how much. I mean, it's.
You're
I mean,
right.
So, anyway, just.
I can't imagine watching
just know
anything
this.
60 times.
I'm not going to be crowing on the way in the door Friday. And frankly, if I win on Friday, and I expect to, I probably won't crow Friday because the reality is I got to, I got to kind of build it back up here a little bit. But just know. I'm ready to roll for Friday and pretty confident that I will win. And John Richie, you can be my wingman any day.
No,
because I'm sure as hell not going to be wingman.
No way.
I'm not your wingman.
No. To use, well, I'm not yours.
To use some Top Gun.
I'm rooting against you wholeheartedly.
All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Let's go
I'm
to
Iceman's wingman.
Okay. That's putting me back as Maverick in the bad times, and I just shot down the what they call them, the MiGs. Was that what it was?
Yeah,
the MiGs. Yeah, shot down the MiGs,
okay.
And I took a photograph.
Well, so did Iceman.
Yeah,
Iceman shot down just as many MiGs.
I
believe in him.
All right, let's go to Nick in Mullica Hill. What's up, Nick?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Doing all right, Nick.
Got the confidence back, Nick.
No, you don't.
That's good, Joe. I'm glad to hear it.
Needed it.
Nice man's going to do that snap where he bites the air.
You're everyone's problem, Kazansky. All right, Nick, what do you got, man?
I kind of have a question more towards you about the Phillies.
Yep.
When you see them win, I went to the game when Wheeler pitched, and I also went to the game when Vinny pitched, and, well, that's beside the point. But doesn't it give you a sense of encouragement when you see when we have a good pitcher on the mound, we get the job done? And I know that sounds stupid. It sounds, you know, simple, easy. You know, you have
sure.
a good
yeah.
pitcher on the mound, you're going to win. But doesn't that give you a little bit of drive, motivation to want them to trade for somebody?
Of course it does. I'm not oblivious to how a team and our team, the Phillies, can look when they play well and win. But you know what stood out to me? Well, there's a lot that stood out to me this weekend, Nick. One of which was I would look at the record at the end of every game because I pretty much check out the standings now. I mean, really, every day. And, yes, I know if I just watch the Phillies game and I'm looking at the box score and I hit standings on ESPN.com, but what I see is a team that's 500. And I have to lean more into that than, hey, I just enjoyed the fact that the Phillies won, you know, an hour ago because the starting pitcher pitched well. Because I know every time a starting pitcher pitches well, you probably have a scrub starting pitcher starting the next day. They only have potentially three good starting pitchers, one of whom's been injured lately. I mean, they have two guys at a minimum in the rotation that just don't belong in a rotation.
I mean, true. That is true. I would not deny that.
Yeah.
But I would be interested just to see what their record is when Nola, Wheeler, and Eflin pitch. And I know that sounds stupid, but besides the last two guys in the rotation – Matt Moore is a flat-out disappointment. Chase Anderson was a joke. Vinny shouldn't even be on a major league roster. I would just like them to make a move to bring a known face into this rotation because I think they have the offensive ability to be a winning ball club. The center field position is what it is.
Yeah, I guess what I'm saying, Nick, here's what I'm saying. I just don't think it's worth the risk. Like,
worth the risk? After you see Wheeler and Nola go out there?
I don't. My answer to you is no, I don't. See, here's the thing. I think in sports you always got to weigh what's the likelihood of success. If a quarterback scrambles on 3rd and 3 and he can see the first down marker, he might get popped, he might get drilled, he might get knocked out for the year, but it's 3rd and 3, he thinks he can get there, then that can be worth the risk. If it's 3rd and 12, that quarterback doesn't have as good a chance to get that first down, and now that's a risk where that injury probably is a greater thing than the first down risk. But my point is, you can trade for a starting pitcher. You can trade for a starting pitcher and a center fielder. I still don't think the Phillies are going to make the playoffs. I just don't. So I don't think it's worth the risk.
I just think that if you bring in a notable pitcher, I just think it's worth. I think it's worth the risk. For the simple fact of if Nolan Wheeler are going out there on the mound and pitching like that and they're losing games still, then I think you have to sell. But because those guys are on the mound and winning ball club and winning games.
Yeah, I think you're getting sucked in. All right, Nick, give me a movie based on a TV show or skit.
All right. I think this is probably a haymaker. It has an entire community, Star Trek.
Yeah.
That is a big answer.
Yeah.
Big answer.
Now, I will say – And the call got ended there. I wish we knew which Star Trek movie he's saying. I mean, he's saying a franchise. There are a bunch of them. So, Nick, if you want to maybe let Seltzer know. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
well, you know, I think I think it's just Star Trek.
Someone's not going to call up and
be like Star Trek
Wrath of Khan.
Yeah.
I think the concept is sound.
Yeah, I agree.
Star Trek off the board.
I did like, look, I'm not a Star Trek guy, but I like that one with the whales. Do you remember the Star Trek movie with the whales?
No.
It's like 2 or 3. It's pretty good.
The third one?
I think it might be the third one.
Mid to late 80s?
Somewhere in there. Yeah, Star Trek, and there's a whale movie. I don't know the others.
I don't really remember.
I actually like that one. All right, let's talk to Allie right now. Allie, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys.
Allie. Hi, Allie.
Allie, how you doing?
Good. First time, long time.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
So I really, I was calling as a woman fan, and I'm calling to thank Joe for acknowledging that character matters as a face of the franchise.
Yeah,
I have been struggling.
Very important.
Yeah, I've been struggling with this whole Watson thing, and I just feel like never before have I agreed with Ron from Monco. But today I actually thought, oh, my God, like, wow, because I'm actually really having an internal issue as a huge Eagles fan, yep, and as a woman.
Is this enough that you would, like, Ron, if they brought Deshaun here, you'd be done watching the Eagles?
That's what I mean. I don't know if I could say never, but I think I would not be enjoying it. And I think, John, one of the things you said stuck with me when you were saying he was, like, Hall of Fame quarterback, rock bottom prices. Mm-hmm. Well, to me, that's because he's tarnished.
Yeah,
and that's because
absolutely.
He's not a shiny penny. And I feel like we really need to go, like, for the cheapest. I don't know. I just don't feel that he's going to – I don't like it. That's all I'm going to say. I don't like it. I really hope they don't bring him here.
Well, and Allie, and that's why, and if you heard, you know, what I said in the very beginning, my whole point is if they do trade him, I think we as a fan base need a full accounting. Now, he might not want to do that, but then if he's not going to do that, then I don't think the Eagles should trade for him, because I don't think it can be as simple as trade for him, hold a press conference. He says, I can't answer this, I can't answer this, I can't answer that. And then we're like, all right, but he's the starting quarterback of the Eagles on Sunday. That doesn't work for me as a fan. And I know what I'm asking for is probably unreasonable. During an ongoing legal matter, yeah. I know to expect him to not answer those questions. But then I don't want the Eagles to trade for him during this unknown period, because I, as a fan, don't want to watch him put on the Eagles' green.
The downside to that is you miss out on the fourth best quarterback
I'm willing to miss out.
And I'm willing to,
yeah.
too.
Yeah,
see, I agree with you. I'm willing to.
All right, Allie, do you have a movie based on a TV show or a skit?
I do. Charlie's Angels.
Charlie's Angels is a good answer. All right, Allie, good call right there. 215-592-9494. That was about 15 years ago or so. Who was in that? That was Lucy Liu.
Drew Barrymore
was in
and
it.
Cameron
Diaz.
Yep.
Good cast right there. Charlie's Angel. Did you see that movie? Do you guys like that movie?
I don't know.
Never saw it.
Yeah, not. But no, you know, pretty, you know, successful movie. And
is that one of your favorites?
No, I haven't seen it either.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why I was asking you guys if you've seen it.
No,
now, speaking of not seeing much, seen a little, not a ton, the Olympics. John James, let's go. We are in the midst of an Olympiad.
Have you been watching?
I'm like America, not much. Ratings lowest in 33 years. Kind of sounds weird to even say 30.
I've been watching it.
33? Have you really?
I love it.
Wow, really?
I love it.
Talk to me. What are you saying? What do you like?
Katie Ledecky got a silver.
Saw that.
Which was frustrating.
Yep.
Our men won the 4x1 free relay, which is great. Relays are always so awesome in swimming. Man, there's a ton. Our basketball is pathetic. And you can almost sense that, you know, now it's coming out that our American players are frustrated that they have to run the Spurs offense. And it's almost like, well, yeah, I could have told you that based on watching the game when they lost to France. After losing all those, whatever, preliminary games.
To be
whatever,
fair, though, you do
lost
have to,
a couple preliminary games.
You do have to put an offense in. I mean, you can't.
Okay, yeah, right. And I. These players are playing like they're frustrated. They're playing. It's hard to watch. It's like, first of all, the game itself feels incredibly slow. Watching the final minute of that loss to France took 45 minutes.
Is it because of different rules?
I don't know. I was losing my mind, though. I was yelling at the TV the whole time. Because I was mad we lost, and then I was mad that it was just taking so long. It was painful.
Now, if you don't know, we're talking about the game the U.S. men's lost to a team of France that had three notable NBA players, although not that good.
Well, Rudy Gobert is
Gobert is. But Evan Fournier, you know, whatever. And Nicholas Batum, who's had a really good career, but he's 100 years old.
Fournier was like the player of the game. He was like unstoppable. And you had France players hustling, diving for balls, you know, saving the ball as it's going out of bound, you know, screeching across the floor, you know, saving it to Fournier, who sinks a three. Like, we were up in this game until the very end.
Well,
we were the better team until the very end, and then they sunk some threes and sunk our team.
Kevin Durant played a basketball game.
Kevin Durant made
four baskets.
Has no
four baskets.
Heart at all.
Four
Kevin
baskets.
Durant, I have no use for him as on this American basketball team, like Kevin Durant, you're seeing now. I'm seeing firsthand why this guy had to go and cheat. Well, cheat, you know, do the super team way of winning a championship because the guys we're talking about character today. I don't want to get that deep.
Well,
he's
supposed to be the best player. I mean,
he's not.
If you ranked him up, Durant would be the best player.
No heart.
I think the second best player, perception wise, would be Damian Lillard. I think the third best player would either be Devin Booker
and
or
Dame
or
Lillard.
Jason
man
Tatum.
Had some terrible plays. I mean, like turned the ball over, a terrible pass to turn the ball over right in the final 30 seconds of the game. I'm really down about the basketball. But everything else, like synchronized diving, is really cool to watch. It's amazing. Like, it's amazing to watch the emotions when these divers, they're trying to do, you know, the perfect dive together, and the one totally messes it up, you know, like enters the water going like 45 degrees.
Uh-oh.
And like, that diver's the reason that your score stinks and you just lost out on a gold medal. Like, it's amazing, the interaction. I love the emotional responses in those judging type
events. You're Olympic'd up.
I love the Olympics.
I mean, your kids are at a good age for it. I'll say that. But I, at this point, it's not doing much for me. I've, you know, a little bit here and there I'm watching, but not much. James, anything on the Olympics?
None. Zero. Just literally zero.
And no interest.
No interest.
Sad.
What is wrong with you guys?
It's not like it used to be,
it's
man.
It's not like it used to be.
Well, let it be. Like, at least try to watch it. How do you know it's not like it used to be if you don't even watch it?
I've seen enough to know it's not. It's not.
No, you haven't.
I've seen it. I've seen. I probably watched.
You watched like a review of what happened on, you know, some.
I probably watched 15 minutes of the Olympics. 15.
So then you don't know.
Well, it gives me.
Just put it on.
Well, John, like,
it is your responsibility as an American citizen to put the Olympics on,
also,
at the very least, and let it run.
We're also back to no fans.
So what? You be a fan. That doesn't mean you're not allowed to watch. Turn it on and leave it on in your house and do whatever you're going to do.
I got better
things. But have it on.
I'll give it more chances, but I'm not that into it. Look, I'm interested to see if people are watching, what you're liking, what you're not watching, where do you stand? 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Dan right now.
Skateboarding.
Is that
really fascinating?
And
too.
That's the one where the 13-year-old won, right?
Yeah. Yeah, really talented.
One of the youngest ever. Not the youngest, but one of the youngest to ever win a gold medal. 13 years old. That's crazy. All right, Dan in Philly. Yo, Dan.
Gentlemen, how are we today?
Doing well, Dan.
So I got to watch some of the Olympics yesterday, but not through any fault of my own. I was out having a drink watching the Philly team. Joe, tell me what you would have did.
Okay.
And the bar switched the Philly game to ping pong.
Well, I would have burned down the bar.
Wow.
Okay, so
ping pong. Ping pong is pretty amazing.
Wait, hold on. Wait, ping pong, Olympic ping pong?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd rather watch that than a Phillies game right now.
Yesterday? Well, with the way Noah was doing?
Well, I mean, I'm just telling you, ping pong is pretty cool to watch.
I think it's amazing
game
to watch.
Stop, though. Stop.
Listen, if I have a 30-minute meal, and I get the rare opportunity to watch ping pong at the Olympic level or a Phillies game, I think I'd go ping pong.
Yeah, well, that's lame. I would not.
Well, I mean, James,
what do you mean?
It's,
no, you know
what? I don't
what's
care
lame?
About ping pong. I care about the Phillies. I'm
I
a
care,
Phillies fan.
I care more about the outcome.
That was
of
a massive game yesterday.
I care more about the outcome of the Phillies game, but from an entertainment standpoint, ping pong's pretty
cool
to
you
watch.
Got a good point.
Yeah.
Strong
from an
disagree
entertainment
here.
From come on, man. We talk it all
one's
the time
baseball,
about
one's ping pong.
We talk
are you kidding
all
me?
The time
James,
about
ping pong's
how baseball
fine. It's
a
baseball. This is so silly. What are we talking about here?
It's so boring.
You'd rather watch ping pong than baseball? That's embarrassing. You should be embarrassed with that,
James. It's a great visual.
Oh my God. Watch Forrest Gump and watch a little ping pong.
That's not real. All right, Dan, go ahead. You've caused an issue here. Go ahead.
Plus, you guys missed a good Phillies game on Saturday with everybody. I appreciate the tickets. It was fun.
Good.
Joe, did you just say you fell asleep in the, like you chose to fall asleep in the movie theater when you realized the movie was boring?
I think that's the movie. Yes. I.
You realize you could just get up and leave and go home.
Well, I think so. I'm getting a little confused here because I think I was with a date. But now I'm confused about it just because I saw the year. I don't know. I'm a little confused. I might be mixing it up with a different movie.
Well, I think that makes it even worse.
There have been, I believe, two movies in my life where I purposely went to sleep because I realized in the first 20 minutes, this isn't working for me. I'll just shut it down. But I was with someone. So it's like, you know, I can't just leave.
He doesn't live here anymore.
Okay.
Thank you.
Joe, I heard a report. I think it was on the Ray Diddy show over the weekend. They had a guest on, and they said that Deshaun Watson was ready to settle with all the accusers, the civil suit.
Okay.
And the whoever was their guest said that in the rare instant, the defendant, which would be Deshaun Watson, correct?
Well, he's not a I guess he's a defendant in a civil suit. I would assume
he
that's
wanted
the
details to be made public.
Good.
And the plaintiffs don't. So the settlement that they had agreed on fell through.
Hmm. Well, this is what the kind of stuff we'll have to find out about. Yeah, that is something that speaks, I think, good to Watson. And
right, that's what I was thinking.
But let's see if that's real. But that I like that he would want it public. That's good.
Right. And if that's the case, I would definitely do the trade.
Because, Dan, if you notice what I said, I'm not against trading for Deshaun Watson. What I said at the start very clearly is I'm against trading for Deshaun Watson if Deshaun Watson is not willing to say what happened. Because I believe in the absence of that information, the Eagles should not roll someone out as the face of the franchise and put millions of Eagles fans in a compromised position to root for a player when we don't have the facts on something so potentially serious. That's my very clear position.
And I agree. And the fact that that guy said that indicates to me that Deshaun doesn't have anything to hide. He actually wants it out there.
I think that's a good sign. Yeah, but, agree. I agree with your thought there. Dan, give me a movie based on a television show or a skit.
How about Batman?
Batman's a good answer. Now, did the TV show predate any Batman movies?
I don't know.
Comes from a comic strip.
Yeah.
Which then
comic book.
Whatever you call it, comic book. We'll have to kind of look into that. That's.
But I think it fits.
I think.
There's definitely the TV show.
I got to start remembering to ask these guys. I mean, there's different Batman movies. So he just gets the whole freaking franchise?
Yeah.
Seltzer, you agree with that? You call in, you get a whole franchise?
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, how would you differentiate?
Well, there's two completely different types. I mean, there's the one with Jack and Michael Keaton, and then there's the more recent one with the...
But the concept is the same.
Yeah, but we're looking for what's the best movie, not what's the best franchise. I mean, that's my opinion. Two different things. Seltzer, stop hanging up on people.
Yeah, right.
Please specify from now on. What exactly are we talking about here? 215-592-9494. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie. Up ahead, in Eagles narrative, John frequently talks about that I want to push back on. And I say it because I saw a couple different headlines this weekend about NFL players. I'll describe it all. What's up ahead next? I want to see if I can get John to kind of move on his stated position. About what? Tell you next. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie on WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.